Good morning, good people. It is 13th August 2020. We celebrate the memorial of Saints Pontian, the Pope, and Hippolytus, priest, martyrs. The readings are from Ezekiel chapter 12, verses 1 to 12, and the Gospel from Matthew chapter 18, verses 21 onwards to 19:1. Forgiving is not an option. Numerical calculations cannot fence the borders of forgiveness. The wings of forgiveness flies high in the free space of mercy and love. Ability to forgive is the proof of God's merciful presence in our lives. Unforgiving people are mostly unhappy people. Therefore, I tell you, her sins, which were many, have been forgiven. Hence, she has shown great love, but the one who to whom little is forgiven loves little. Luke chapter 7 verse 47. But we have this treasure in clay jars, so that it may be made clear that this extraordinary power belongs to God and does not come from us. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 7. Mercy is the wet land in which justice germinates with the fertilization of charity. If mercy is our catechism, then justice is our liturgy indeed. In the first reading, God expressed God's dissatisfaction the way people go about and taking their own time in returning to the Lord. When we know someone or something is evil for sure, we need to move out and leave as swiftly as we can. More we hang around the evil, we succumb to the plans and programs of evil and get used to it. Beware of all evil. Book of Sirach chapter 17 verse 14. For the Lord your God is gracious and merciful and will not turn away his face from you if you return to him. 2 Chronicles chapter 30 verse 9. Whenever we are stuck with evil, we find it hard to have a smooth crossover. The responsorial psalm reminds us, do not forget the works of the Lord. Psalm 78 verse 7. Jesus clarifies Peter about the limitlessness in forgiving the other. Our yardstick for forgiving others needs to be calculated with the measure of God's mercy and forgiveness to us. For judgment will be without mercy to anyone who has shown no mercy. Mercy triumphs over judgment. James chapter 2 verse 13. When we are aware of our fallenness and sinfulness, we are boundless and generous in forgiving the others. Our selective remembrance of our own brokenness hardens the membrane of our forgiving heart. We are gently reminded by the Lord that there is no limit in forgiving, as God is generous in mercy and forgiving always. God's mercy envelops justice. Mercy of God takes the lead in serving the justice of God. So my Heavenly Father will also do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother or sister from your heart. Matthew chapter 18 verse 35. May we be generous enough to forgive that someone with whom we have an unfinished spiritual debt. Have a lovely day. God bless you.